As blurry and messy as any stumble through downtown Orlando's late-night weekend apocalypse has always been, it's about to get even sloppier. For the past few months, the pseudo-secret masterminds behind the Downtown Development Board have been concocting, or rather resurrecting, a plan to extend drinking hours to 3 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Trouble is, they haven't been terribly forthcoming about their machinations, and as a result, the expected beer-breathed acrimony from downtown business interests, mostly bars, of course, is fostering a palpable paranoia. Having talked to the city and a number of bar operators over the past week, that paranoia could very well be justified. You see, the drinking hours extension isn't really about helping business at all. Though the plan's architects insist that this falls in line with the maturing of the downtown core, because white, rich 30-somethings who aren't on cocaine love staying up till 3, this is really a bait-and-switch in which bar owners pick up the tab in more ways than one. Masked behind the glittering prize of hardened livers hides a series of punitive regulations for bars. The implications, though still not fully known, could see downtown kicking out the college kids that typically lubricate the Orange Avenue stretch, thereby cutting into whatever organic music scene still exists there. Bar owners will have to pay for off-duty OPD officers, upgrade to ID scanners, pull permits, and fear for their liquor licenses in exchange for an extra hour of crowd control. If it all sounds like a drunken attempt at offloading public safety, it is. Cue the hangover.